This is Inputs, the podcast by Top Crop Manager, Canada's national source for the latest agronomic research, crop production, and technology trends. You've tuned in to hear conversations about relevant research, best production practices, and everything in between.
You know, for over 15 years, Gowan Canada has focused our deepest respect for science and passion for agriculture to help growers work toward the results they need to grow profitable crops. Herbicide resistance is a growing challenge, and chemical rotation is king. Our Muddy Boots approach to understanding crop protection challenges helps us deliver the right solutions for sustainable weed and pest management. To see the full list of products, go to GowanCanada.com. That's GowanCanada.com. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan Canada.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Inputs. I'm Derek Kluche, editor of Top Crop Manager West. And in the last episode, we chatted with Rosie Siha, an agronomy extension specialist with Alberta Grains, about what farmers can be doing right now to prepare for possible drought conditions this summer. Today, for part two of our Preparing and Managing for Drought Conditions series, we are talking with Dustin Farr, an instructor in the Ag Management Program at Olds College of Agriculture and Technology. And Dustin is going to share some tips and insights into what farmers need to be doing throughout the summer to deal with dry conditions and maximize the efficiency of water use. Welcome to the podcast, Dustin.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. And how about we start off by just telling us a little bit about yourself, your role at Olds College and the research you do there?
So my role here is primarily instruction within the Ag Management Program, as well as our Precision Ag Technology Diploma. I don't do a pile of research on the grounds here, but you know, a lot of the stuff that we're using in classes is stuff that is brought forward from research that occurs here and research that occurs across the industry within agriculture.
So like I mentioned, in the last episode, we talked about what growers can be doing like right now as we speak to prepare for potential drought conditions this summer. So let's start with soil on your end. Are there any ways to change the soil to improve it over the course of the summer to help retain more water and help withstand dry conditions?
So the key to it all is organic matter. And this is what I tell my students every day of the week is, organic matter is the sponge of your soil. So if you can do anything to manage coming into this season where we're looking at drought conditions, my advice would be to try and make sure that you're managing your organic matter and your residue from last year as best you can. And so that can be even things like, you know, if you've got neighbors that need to spread manure, that kind of thing, if you can put those additives into your soils, those are going to soak up as much of this springtime moisture as we're going to get and can allow you to maybe create some longevity through the season if we're getting those really dry conditions.
Perfect. And I know you mentioned that you're not a irrigation expert, but from your experience, are there any irrigation techniques that can help maximize the impact of limited water? And are there any alternative water sources that growers can use?
So, I mean, as far as alternative sources, that's a challenging one. I mean, most of our irrigation districts run off of, you know, reservoir systems that are already established. We do have a number of producers across Alberta that have, you know, private licenses, that kind of thing, for drawing out of ground aquifers. But that is, there's some limitations in that as well. And we have to be careful that we're not drawing those aquifers down at the same time, because under drought conditions, we're going to see that across the board. I think as far as strategies, you know, irrigation scheduling is probably one of the biggest advancements as far as being able to manage that water that we have, or that limited water that we have. So, you know, it's all about timing and when we put that on and trying to reduce our losses as best we can. So, you know, into the evenings and through the night, you can be irrigating through those times as well. And you're just going to minimize the amount of evaporation that's going to occur on those hot, dry days.
And what are some key monitoring practices that farmers should be doing either on a daily or weekly basis to ensure they are well informed about the health of their soil and their crops during dry conditions?
So dry conditions, I would always be going out and checking for things like soil moisture conditions, of course, but also looking at the overall health of your soil. going in and stick a shovel in the ground, see if you've got any issues when it comes to, you know, compaction or plow pan layers or anything like that within your soils. Look for micro and macro fauna that exist in there, right? Do you got all the living things that are keeping that soil moving and keeping it operating, and always looking at that organic matter level? Yes, we can look at that from a standpoint of soil test results, but you can go out into your field and you can take a look at that soil and see how that organic matter is breaking down. And as it breaks down, it's creating that sponge effect that's gonna hold that moisture, hold those nutrients, and hopefully get you through the season. And I mean, a lot of that really starts at the back end of the combine from last year, as well as your seeding practices. If you're in a minimum till or a zero till operation, that's going to be, you know, those producers are probably going to be better prepared for this season where we're looking at limited moisture.
Okay. And do you know of any key indicators in the crops themselves that might indicate that they're water stressed?
So you're going to look for, you know, wilting point of those crops. So as things are, we can see that when it gets into canola, we start to see those leaves kind of start to curl a little bit, and we can see the overall health of that plant is just deteriorating. In our grasses, we'll see those leaves kind of start to droop down. They're not, you know, looking strong and sturdy like they should be out in the field. And that's a definite sign of kind of that wilt. We're reaching that wilting point, and they're getting a significant amount of stress due to lack of water at that point.
And looking back at the Alberta's weather history, it seems like it is common in Alberta that we experience years with limited precipitation during the winter and drier than normal growing seasons. And if it is a common thing, what are some of the lessons that we've learned from years past on how to best manage drought?
Well, we have definitely learned a lot of lessons, right, from the 30s up to today. And really, a lot of this comes down to soil management practices, residue management practices, and how we, you know, how we approach tillage in the field, that kind of thing. Like I said before, the producers that are under that kind of reduced tillage operations, they have accumulated more organic matter in their soils. It also, you know, that can depend on crop type, that kind of thing, as far as how much residue we're getting in the field. But if we manage our soils and we manage the residue and the organic matter within those soils, they really will take care of us as we go through these drought conditions. And making sure that we've got that layer of residue that is going to reduce overall evaporation of moisture from the soil profile, and that's going to continue to feed our crops through the dry season.
And last question for you, Dustin, before I let you go, what are your students saying? What are you, when it comes to drought and potential drought this summer, what are some of the lessons that you might be teaching in your class lately?
Yeah. So, I mean, talking about, you know, what we're talking about all this stuff in class, just as far as how we can, you know, you look at agriculture and all of the things that we take into consideration, or we need to take into consideration when it comes to growing a crop. I always kind of talk to my students about soil and soil health. That's kind of my number one. A lot of times we get distracted by other things, where sometimes the simplest solution is the best one, and that's looking after our soils. But I mean, at the end of the day, Mother Nature is going to dictate 90% of what we do, but we've got to be prepared to manage that 10% as best we possibly can for any adverse conditions that we run into. And I know we've got students from all over the province and all over Canada and internationally. And, you know, specifically in the Western provinces, you know, our students and their families are preparing for, you know, these drought conditions that are ahead. And depending if you're a crop producer or a livestock producer, those things look different. And we'll see what conditions end up looking like. Hopefully we can, you know, this last shot of snow that we got, that was a big benefit for spring moisture. And if we got good soil organic matter, it's going to hold on to that moisture for us, and that'll get us through a good chunk of time this spring.
Perfect. I was actually, that it's good that you mentioned that, this latest bit of snow that we got. I was actually going to follow up and ask you about that, what kind of impact that little dump of snow that we just got, because some people might think that it makes a big difference, whereas maybe it doesn't make that big of a difference based on how much it was and how late it came in the season, but you said that it will definitely make a difference going into the spring.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, depending on where you were at, you got different amounts of snow. But I know talking to some friends down in the Lethbridge area, it sounded like they got significantly more snow than we did, even in Olds here. But you melt that down, and it equates to about an inch of moisture, an inch of precipitation that we're getting. So just having that move into the soil, and because we kind of the week before that we had a bit of our thaw and our major spring runoff, at least around here. I think that we saw a bit of that frost move out of the ground, or anything that may have been in the ground at that point, kind of moved out of the ground and opened that soil up. So now any of this moisture that we're getting, if it can melt off nice and slow and just seep into that soil, that's going to be the best conditions for us moving into seeding.
Right. Perfect. I know we all want summer to come and have the nice weather, but I guess for in the agriculture community, it is good to get these dumps of snow, right?
Yeah, we'll take the moisture however we can get it, right?
Yeah, for sure. Perfect. Well, thanks a lot for joining us today, Dustin. I appreciate your insight and taking the time.
You bet. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks for tuning in to Inputs, the podcast by Top Crop Manager. To hear more great research and perspectives from industry experts, visit topcropmanager.com/podcasts or catch up on past episodes wherever you listen to podcasts.